You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Overland Park student was arrested after she made a gun symbol out of her fingers and pointed it at other classmates and then herself. The 12-year-old student was at West Ridge Middle School and was arrested on the 18th of September. The Shawnee Mission School District, in an email, commented, "I want to be very clear, the arrest of this student was wholly unrelated to any district policy. It was a municipal police department decision, and our policies don't impact police department decisions." Is that overkill? Or just a response into the times that we live?
I think it's complicated, man, because I feel like it is a sign of the times. And you have to take everything serious nowadays. I would like to know exactly what she was trying to do.
I think that that's overkill, actually.
And I can understand that, too, if you do think that way.
There was students recently who actually brought a gun to school, and they were not arrested. So I don't see how a gesture like that would warrant arrest.
Were there other
warning
signs?
Being caught out and brought out in handcuffs. I don't see how that is related. If this is a warning sign, then you would get that person help, is what I would think. Go and get the young lady into the counselor's office and find out what precipitated that. I read in another story that a student asked this student if there was anyone that you could, you know, basically kill, who would it be? And then that's when she pointed like that.
Oh.
But that wasn't, I don't know. I just don't see that as... If someone asks you a question and you do that, it's not like you are making a forward threat, in my opinion.
Yeah, but the sensitivity in the schools is...
That's... The school is saying that they didn't do that. There was no policy in place for that, that the police officer that was there just arrested old girl.
I mean, it's a clear sign of the times. Whether it's overkill or not, I don't know. But you make a good point, though. It's just complicated nowadays, you know?
I'm all for credible threats being addressed. I'm all for that. If you find a note, if someone precipitated, you know, Facebook posts or some sort of video... Get them. I just don't know if I think this qualifies as a credible threat. But, you know, as most things, we don't know all the details. So we'll leave it in the hands of, I guess, the authorities in position to address things like this.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity gossip. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21. Today, look for highs in the mid-70s with a severe afternoon thunderstorm on the way. Cloudy and 67 right now in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Kanye West's pastor, Adam Tyson, has opened up about the rapper's spirituality. He says that they met at a small California church, and says that he is, quote, radically saved.
Somebody told a lie one day.
He says that Kanye said that he was under the weight of sin and was being convicted that he was running away from God and knew that he needed to make things right, so he came to Christ. You're a lying sack of shit. You don't know if this is a lie.
No, okay.
This is this man's walk with God.
Sure.
He continued on with, quote, "The fruit that I'm seeing is he's no longer continuing in some of the sin patterns that he was involved in before he came to Christ. Right now, every day, he is living and walking with God. So from what I can tell, there's no reason for me not to encourage that and be a part of that.
You see who his wife is?
Yeah, Kim Kardashian.
Right. We'll leave it at that.
JT of the City Girls has been released to a halfway house to serve out the rest of her sentence. The halfway house is in Atlanta, and she awaits a March 7th release date.
Period.
March 7th?
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Been there for 5 months? I guess she can go in and out, kind of, sort of.
That's usually the time, if not more, when you get released to a halfway house.
Okay.
Is they're trying to get you to transition, find you a little job. I wonder what kind of job they're going to make her work.
Man, she going to the studio.
Is that considered a job?
It could be. What, you making money, right?
We're going to be talking to T.I.
My dog!
This morning, 808. Make sure you tuned in for that.
Can't wait for that.
So he put up a tweet saying that Iggy Azalea was one of his biggest career blunders.
Ain't no lying that.
And Iggy got kind of salty over that.
Uh-huh.
Posted up a tweet and then took it down.
What are you talking about, honey?
But of course, there was a screen grab of it before she could take it back down.
Uh-huh.
In that tweet, she says, imagine thinking I was his biggest blunder. LMAO. Tip, sweetie, we have a whole list for you.
I'm a strong black woman.
I mean, what else is on the list? That's what I want to know.
Well, she said he done made some career blunders now.
Like what? I mean,
going to
jail.
Prison at the height of his career?
Going to jail, yeah.
That's pretty big.
I would rather do that than sign Iggy Azalea, though.
I definitely wouldn't stretch that far. Going inside prison? No.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a blunder, you know, just especially with the videos of her.
I'm so fancy.
Well, not even that, because that was okay. But watching her perform in... She was just performing gibberish.
Yeah, she was like mocking
because she's
hip-hop.
Not a rapper, so it's like when you in a pinch.
You gotta do what you gotta do. I'm gonna see if I can find that too, because she was just like
she
wasn't literally
even saying
did that.
Anything. Yeah. And that was when I turned because I liked her little music. I was like, okay, this is cute.
You was not rocking no Iggy Azalea in a ride. Stop
not
it.
Not in the ride.
Stop it. Nowhere. Not on the radio. Not on your AirPods.
There
none
was
of that.
Nothing wrong with the song when I heard it. Like, I wouldn't just heard the thing.
You're a liar.
I am not.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm not really mad. I just found out I'm having my first baby, so I just want to tell the world.
Aw, congratulations.
Test two, baby.
42, and finally happy.
Oh, that's what's up.
Talk to him every day.
Oh, and that's so sweet. He sounds so happy, Brian.
Yeah, you said you're 42?
42.
We still
just turned 42. Found out it was a boy on my birthday last Saturday.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Have you been doing the right thing to not become a father, or you just been lucky?
Yeah. You got to set standards for yourself, man. You can't settle out here.
See, talk to Brian, please.
Yeah, because I got kids all around here, right?
No, you don't have no kids, but he don't mind passing it out. I'll be like, Brian, you got to stop passing that out.
And make love good.
Donna's got to be your best friend.
Thank you.
Find the right one.
See?
I pass out blessings. I don't know what she's talking about.
No, you passing out.
They go to that free clinic.
Coupon.
But, listen, you have a good day, sir, all right?
All right, sir, man. Y'all have a good one, man. I listen to y'all every day, man.
Oh, man.
Thank you, my brother. Have a good one.
You too.
You're not my dad.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All afternoon long, I was shivering in my house. It was so cold. I refused to turn the heat on, though. It's not yet time.
Got blankets and comforters out?
Just wrap up. If you cover your head, that helps too. And I just don't want, I like at least like a good 2 to 3 weeks where I don't have anything on, and then that brings your bill low.
I tell you what, the rule of my house is if Brian ain't comfortable, I'm turning on whatever need to be turned on. So yes, I did crank my heat on the other day.
What?
I had to. It was cold. Shoot.
But you would have never made it in my house.
Probably not, but this is my house. Right?
Looks like this Saturday is going to be a nice fall day. We're going to be taking to the streets to clean up.
Yes.
MLK and 18th Street. We were granted in the Adopt a Street program a Morning Grind with Shay and Shine area.
Look at that.
So you'll be able to see that from Truman to 18th on MLK, Paseo.
Y'all know what it is. Right by 18th and Vine.
So if you want to come help us clean up, fall through. We'll be there from 10 until noon. I guess, I don't think it'll take us 2 hours to do all that. You think?
Nah.
Depending on how many people show up.
Nah, it'll take us maybe an hour.
I want to get pizza, and I'm going to go to Sam's today and get some drinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but where
is that? You got Sam's money?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Why are you in my pocketbook? What I want to know is there like a pizza place in the area that we can get pizza from?
It's something downtown or something. It's always something close to 18th Divine.
I need to know where so that I can put in the order.
Well, I'll tell you off air, and we'll handle that.
Okay.
Because they need to pay for that. You know what I'm saying?
Who?
Whoever it is that we're
gonna
mention.
Pay for it.
I'm talking about like they. Can't
we're gonna
get,
pay.
No, I know that. I'm saying they can't get no free right now. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But it's something around there downtown or something. So yeah, we're gonna treat you, and then you know we're gonna work, or we're gonna work and then we're gonna treat them.
Treating at the end. I told you about that time that lady had to be that chicken at the Bojangles drive-thru.
And you left. Yeah,
and
I'm
told
sorry,
her, sis, I'm going to hate to do this to you.
Look at you.
But I had to teach you a valuable lesson.
Role model of the year.
This is a lesson I bet you she never did that again.
Uh-huh. What a role model you are.
I was a struggling college student with no money,
Dr.
and I was
Dre
hungry.
Scott, I hope you're hearing this right now.
Don't do that to me, Brian. I don't want them to revoke my honor. You know, this late in the game. But I'm telling the kids not to do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Don't follow in Shay Moore's footsteps. Until she gets a certain age, then you can follow.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying you got older. When you got older, you got wiser, right?
That's right.
All
right,
that's what I'm saying.
That's right. I did.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Hispanic Heritage Awareness Month, and the Latino World Food Tour continues on 11th in Minnesota today in KCK.
Huh.
Benito Michoacan.
Oh.
Fallon 3 special.
That's how you say that?
Run down and take advantage.
Yes.
A 13-year-old celebrating her birthday went to a salon where her mother wound up getting her hair highlighted. And there's a picture of it. It's blonde. So her mother took her to spend time with her dad and stepmother for her birthday. And when she was dropped back off, the mother was shocked to see that the father had literally cut all of the daughter's hair off.
Oh, man.
He was upset with the fact that she had gotten her hair colored. And so as a punishment, he decided that he should cut her hair off.
Wow.
And there's been some major fallout over this. Her father and stepmother, of course, are facing public backlash, but the family services are involved.
What?
And they say that they've been suspended from their jobs pending an investigation because they're firefighters. People in their community have come together and got the young lady a wig. to wear.
I feel like everybody has gone overboard in this. First, the father goes overboard by cutting the young lady's hair. That's too much. And now child protective services are involved? Seriously?
Do you think that's an appropriate punishment?
No. I don't think no punishment should be handed out. The mother was with her, right? That's not permission enough? And it's different for young ladies, for me. I don't feel like, unless your hair is just out of control and you're not doing nothing with it yourself, I shouldn't even be touching your hair. I feel like, and it's highlights, fam. It's not like, it's just highlights.
Do you think the father has the right to punish his child in any way he sees fit? Or is he completely out of line?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
More rain coming our way with a severe afternoon thunderstorm. Highs in the mid 70s today. Cloudy and 67 right now. Grandview. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. Actor Mario Lopez is 46 today.
Saved by the Bell.
Oh, he was on that?
It's A.C. Slater.
I never watched that show.
Oh, Lord.
Entertainer Ben Vereen is 73 today.
Fresh Prince.
You a better man than me. You happy?
I thought he was Reading Rainbow Man.
No, that's LeVar Burton.
They not the same person?
No, he was on Zubily Zoo Zoo.
Oh, dang.
Ben Vereen.
Okay, I gotta do some more research. I guess she's a celebrity. Marjorie Harvey? She's 55 today.
You like this suit player?
And R&B singer Maya. She's the big 4-0.
Woo! She's fine.
She a vegan now.
Well, I can tell. Happy birthday, everybody born on October 10th.
So basketball watch star Evelyn Lozado filed a restraining order against her co-star OG Shajindu. She says that their recent feud, which stemmed from racial insults, has her afraid. Apparently the judge was like, no, ain't no reason to grant that. So
unsustained.
Denied. So I guess the basketball wise reunion, did that happen yesterday? I think it happened yesterday.
You tell me.
I don't watch the show. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't watch Basketball Wives. But here is a confrontation. OG says she's being treated differently because she's dark skinned.
We, as the collective, don't jump in and want to fight Jackie because I'm friends with Evelyn, or I want to fight Evelyn because I'm friends with Jackie. OG does that. It's not just one time. It's like multiple times.
First of all, I have never gotten physical with anyone on this cast.
Why do you think you're being targeted?
There's a huge colorism issue.
Colorism issue, ladies. It's just right, like, though, she has to go too far.
Phoebe is brand spanking new, and you said it yourself, honey. I'm the young, cute, allegedly the young, pretty, light-skinned one.
I ain't say nothing about skin complexion, because I love my meat, and it's dark.
I said allegedly. Well, that's what you love, but that's not what you are.
And my daughter is dark, like you, the same complexion.
No.
Baddest thing ever.
But you also made fun of my complexion. You forget that at the crystal party?
I said you was ugly. I didn't say nothing about your complexion.
You made fun of my complexion.
I didn't never say nothing about your complexion.
You called me Godzilla.
Your complexion is just beautiful.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you.
We're not doing that.
Let me ask the audience, what do you make of what OG's saying? Some people think she's being treated differently because of her color.
My daughter is dork. Mm. Who is OG?
I got to get myself together with the show, because there is a lot of drama that's happening that I know nothing about.
OG Stacking.
Where is Julie Jones when you need her? Because she is an aficionado on this stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Rihanna says that she refused to perform at the Super Bowl because she didn't want to, quote, be a sellout. She said, quote, I couldn't dare do that. For what? Who gains from that? Not my people. I just couldn't be a sellout. I couldn't be an enabler. There's things within the organization that I do not agree with at all, and I was about to go and be of service to them in any way.
Kudos to Rihanna sticking by her guns. That's what's up.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Tomorrow, we're crowning another queen for a day in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Still have time to nominate someone currently in treatment or who is a survivor of breast cancer. $125 gift card on the line, dinner for two. And kudos from the Morning Grind.
Yes, hugs everywhere, radio hugs.
One 13-year-old is not feeling like a queen this morning, Brian. For her birthday, her mother took her to the salon and allowed her to get highlights put in her hair. When dropped off to her father and stepmother, dad was shocked, appalled, and decided as punishment, I'm gonna go ahead and cut her hair off. He probably left her with about an inch and a half of hair all around.
Wow. It's different for young ladies, Shay. Like, not that your hair is, how can I say this, a significant part of you, but it is, however, a part of how you look. And her being a young lady, she's probably traumatized right now. Seriously.
It is a significant part of you.
Okay. Well, I didn't want to attach y'all to, you know, outer things on your body and all of that.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
Right.
And as a young lady, I know this. And I remember when my sister was dealing with cancer, and I don't consider her a vain person at all. When her hair fell out, Brian, she was devastated. And I've never seen her act like that. I've never seen her experience anything, because she always had big, thick, beautiful hair. She spent thousands of dollars buying wigs because she didn't want to go out like that.
It's not natural for y'all to for women to, you know, be bald or have short hair. Now, you can have that and you can style it or whatever. But in this circumstance, I feel like the father was totally out of line.
I think it's perpetuated in our society for women to pay attention to their hair. It's even in the Bible saying that it's a woman's crown and glory. So I think that there is history with why women have a connection with their hair like that. And I don't think it's anything wrong with short hair either. So if people, you know, rock that, because everybody does not grow long hair like that.
Right.
But how do you feel about the father deciding to cut his daughter hair? Do you think he was in line as a father administering punishment or doing the most?
I think the father overstepped his boundary. As a father who has two girls, you know, and my daughter lives in Wichita, right? But I see sometimes, I can understand probably he was frustrated because he didn't know anything about it or that it was even happening. You know, that's what happens sometimes when you have these children in separate homes. The communication lacks. So when she decided to get her hair color, you know, they should have brought the dad in and talked to him, you know. Just that information of knowing it's going to happen so that he doesn't have that overreaction. He knows it's coming. I still think he went overboard. But I think this is why communication is key, so that it wouldn't have been a shock when she got over there, that her hair was colored.
Also, I think that fathers, they don't like to see their daughters as they're growing up. So she may be looking a little older, more mature now. And so he had a problem with it. But isn't that something that y'all got to learn how to deal with? Because it's just hair color.
I don't know if I'll learn how to deal with it. Like my 12-year-old, she's starting to become a young lady, and she'll be 13 this month. And it's hard. Like seeing her body turn into the one of an older woman. Or like my kid doesn't look like a kid's body, and I hate it. But truly, I don't like it. But when she got her hair color, I didn't snap. I didn't like it though, because it, to me, it appeals to an older, you know, an older gentleman. You know, I feel like I want her to be a kid as long as possible, because she has many years to color her hair and do all that. Why do that right now when she's a child?
All right, my brother. Well, thank you so much for calling up and giving us your opinion. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
13-year-old on her birthday was taken to the salon by mom and received a color treatment, highlights, dropped off at dad's house. Daddy saw it, went ballistic. Didn't approve of the hair color. Decided as punishment, we gotta snip that. Cut her hair off, left about an inch and a half of hair.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So the young lady was devastated, to say the least. Of course, on your birthday, if something like this happens, like, wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, that's a birthday present. And I thought that you and the caller that we had made a great point in that a lot of times fathers probably don't want to see their daughters grow up to be young women. But you can't stop that. It's going to happen, fam, with or without you.
Every guy that I know with a daughter is very, very protective.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember last year I was buying Christmas gifts for the guy that I was dating's daughter. And he was like, I'm going to need you to get those pants a size bigger.
Mm.
I'm like, what? They fit. I mean, they're not too... Mm-mm. He didn't want that hugging her frame.
Right. Bam.
Very protective over the way that girls are presented.
And we need fathers to be protective over your daughters. You got to have that. But in this moment, though, I think he went a little too far by cutting the young lady's hair.
Is it overprotective? That's the question. So what are your thoughts on this situation? Do you feel that the father was within his rights to punish how he saw fit, or going overboard?
Let's get real here. He didn't have to cut her hair. He could have just dyed it back, changed her color. I don't know about protective services being involved, but there's kids getting beat, and protective services talk about certain things are allowed for children to get beat, so I don't understand. He didn't have to go that far.
Okay, what's your name?
Alicia.
Thanks for calling up this morning.
Thanks.
Hot 103 Jams and the Morning Grind.
Yo, check this out.
Check it in.
You want it? Hey, we got to come get it.
With the hottest celebs.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man.
Hey. Money rolls, cause it glows. That's all of us.
Nah. A cracker kid grown, been doing 50 more times. The quarter go for 5.5, go for 9. Still in the trap with them breakdown dime. Hit me on the hip at any time. Shay, this is the man who made me stop listening to Little Flip.
I don't know if that's a big accomplishment or not, player, but...
My favorite rapper of all time, T.I.P., Mr. Clifford Harris, the king of the South, my dog. Welcome to the Morning Grind.
Exactly. 11 exactly. Albums exactly. In, 17 movies in, rapping, acting, philanthropy, father, husband, master of the beef, and got a brand new show, Rhythm and Flow.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
Brian is really a true live fan of yours, so he was so excited at the opportunity to be able to talk to you today.
Man, likewise, in return, I'm happy to be able to speak to you guys about this show, man. It just came out on Netflix, and I think everybody's going to be pleasantly surprised.
What was your experience on the show?
I had a phenomenal experience. I think it was great to work alongside such prestigious talents and Cardi and Chance and comb through the streets and crevices of the country, man, to find the next hip-hop superstar thing.
Yesterday, I listened to your Expeditiously podcast. I was thoroughly entertained. They had two parts of the top 50 rap battle, and they got Pac number one, Brian, Jay-Z number two, Biggie three, Snoop four, Kanye five, Drake six, Eminem seven, Nas eight, number nine, DMX, and number 10, Lil Wayne. Tip put himself at number 11.
No, well, I didn't put myself that's where the group put me. An opinionated list with a group of people that are voting on who their favorite is in a democracy. You're never going to get a list right. Y'all could put me at number 51 and just start the list over. Whoever your favorite person is, you think you're down too low, put them in my spot. Me 51, and you can go on about your day. My life don't change.
Why is Kanye so high on the list? Because, you know, we both ain't feeling Kanye right now.
Well, see, that's the thing. It ain't personal. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about personal opinion. It ain't about how I feel personally about somebody. It's about the impact that, you know, I feel that they've had and how it may rate or rank against the rest of everybody else who has ever been significant in hip-hop. And that's what the room is. Roundtable discussion and the people in the room, that's where they voted him. I actually thought he should have come down as well because he don't write all his own material.
We're talking to a living legend today, T.I. Yesterday on the show, we talked about parents giving their kids allowance. I've seen you on your television show and the way you interact with your kids. Do they get an allowance? And how is it trying to teach them the work ethic that you have and that your wife Tiny has when they haven't been raised in the same way that you guys were?
Allowance, I think it's good to... It's a good way to show kids how to handle money, to issue out allowances. As far as right now, I mean, you know, they're actually employees. Harris Corporation. So they actually get salaries and they get access to their savings on a case-by-case basis as needed.
T.I., I first saw you on BET Uncut back in the day. If you look closely at the Donnell Jones You Know What's Up video, you can see T.I. in there. Did you know that, Shay?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Along with us.
It was one of my first videos.
A question I always want to ask rappers, because Jay-Z ranked his albums from like 1 to 14. I want to know, what are your top three albums from yourself?
Trap Music, Urban Legend, and King.
When you came out with T.I. versus T.I.P., like, that hit me in a real special moment in my life, all right? Because that was my favorite, that was my favorite hip-hop album at that point. But now as I've grown older, I feel like Urban Legend, in my opinion, your best work. Trap Music coming second, because Trap Music really put you on the map with, you know, 24's Rubber Band Man, Be Easy, Let's Get Away, which is your most underrated song. And then you came back with ASAP, you came back with Motivation, and all those classics on Urban Legend. How do you feel like your album stand up from 15 years ago till now?
Man, I think they will stand the test of time. I mean, I'm proud. You know, people still take interest in the material that was put together back then, man. It still finds a place in everyone's lives, even to this day. I mean, as artists, man, there's nothing greater than having a composition, a song, or an idea that you created, have it to be a part of someone else's life. There's nothing more incredible for an artist, so I'm extremely appreciative.
Talking to T.I., I got a new Netflix series, Rhythm and Flow, and I don't know how you're going to take this, but I do a little T.I. impression. I think I sound like you when I get in my T.I. mode.
Hit him with it, Shay.
Well, first of all, I need y'all to understand. See, you got to start it out with first of all. First of all, I need you to understand that when you listen to the Expeditions podcast, you go get the real each time. How was that? Is that all right? Yeah, a little giggle.
That was very good for you. That was phenomenal.
Well, you know, we got a lot of love for you and your whole family. Is your wife
Thank
okay?
You so
we
much.
Saw in the blogs that her jewelry was stolen. Is she all right?
We're not going to do a situation with any gossip right now.
Okay, good.
What I will say is everybody is fine.
I really actually love you guys. And just from watching your show is really where it came from. It made me think of like a hip-hop version. Well, you know, the comparison is real, though. I know Cosby's legacy has been tarnished now, but that's what I thought.
I appreciate that comparison because, I mean, I don't care what you say about Mr. Cosby. Cliff Huxtable ain't done nothing to do about it.
Right, exactly. There's a difference between the man and his art.
Yeah,
and it's hard for people to make that distinction, I think.
It is. I'm happy that we were able to have a significant impact on people and encourage them to be better at whatever, whether it was their relationship or to be better as fathers or parents.
Mm. Make sure you check out the Netflix series Rhythm and Flow on Netflix.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.